everything, because I have a spot tonight and everything, and I arranged it so we could do this at the right time. But
I'm really sorry.
Nah, you don't give a fuck at all about me. You don't care about me. No, you don't give a fuck about me, and you never have.
Andrew, I care a lot.
No, no.
Man.
Yeah, can I? Are we rolling?
Ginger.
Yeah, we're good to go.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Because you know what? I got to tell you something.
What's up? First of all, you got me. You had me come all the way up to Hollywood from my mansion down all the way up. Side.
Your mansion on the west side?
That's a manor.
You live in a studio. You live in a studio apartment in Culver City.
Don't be a dick. What do
you live in a studio apartment in Culver City?
What do you call a house with a lot of rooms?
What do you call a house with a lot of rooms?
Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is this:
a mansion. You like manor. You like manor.
It's a manor.
You like anything with man in it. That's the problem.
Andrew.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You're that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Whiskey Ginger. My guest today is the one and only, the beautiful, the unbelievably talented, good-looking, wonderful, sweet, genius man that is Brian Callen.
I love you, buddy. Thank you.
You're one of my favorite people on earth, and I say that for all my guests, but I mean it for you. I really do.
I wish I could see you more.
Well, you know, you could. You could just, you could text more, or you could, you know.
But I feel like I'm really serious about creating a dinner once a week, just a community of guys.
D'Elia and I, Chris Delano.
Yeah.
We had one. Where were you?
Well, Chris is who I love, but Chris is...
You're a fan of his?
He's a sugar brain.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
He's about as smart as your average domestic chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, intellectually.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not going to sit with him and eat and have a conversation because
that
guy is not talking about anything.
Well,
and I can talk about...
I know that... Listen, I agree with
you. I hope he hears this.
You know, he will. You know, that's kind of mean to say because you know he's got... he had speech issues when he was a kid.
Did he have speech issues?
People don't know this. This is something I have privy to a lot of inside information of a lot of people around me, my circle. Chris was born with no teeth. All his teeth are fake.
Okay, I don't know if this is true.
This is dead true. Chris Delano was born with no teeth.
It's D'Elia, dude.
It's Chris Delano. I know what his fucking name is. I know what his name is.
You're spreading weird rumors, bro.
I know who my fucking enemies are, pal. Okay? You don't want to get on the list, do you?
Why is he your enemy?
Do you want to be on the list?
No, but why is Chris your enemy?
Chris Delano's my enemy because I got to tell you something.
D'Elia, you have to be more respectful.
Because I just know, I know his shortcomings, right? First of all, that's not his real height. That's not his real height.
He's a legit 6'2".
Nope. That's fake, dude. I know the guy that makes his legs. I know the guy that makes D'Elia's legs.
Dude, you're spreading vicious rumors that he's not going to bounce back from.
I got to tell you something. I'm going to put it all out there.
You have to be responsible. The Whiskey Ginger has a huge reach.
Yeah, I know. And
I mean,
you know
not
what?
Not yet, but it's going to eventually now that I'm on it.
My fans know.
Yeah.
That what I say is true. And Chris Delano, his teeth were fake.
God damn it.
Chris Delano's teeth were fake, and those legs aren't real.
All right.
He's just, you know how tall he is?
How tall?
He Peter Dinklage?
Yeah.
Same height. Chris D'Elia, same height.
I know Peter.
Same height. Same height. Same height.
Are you saying he wears stilts?
No, he has fake legs made. Bryce, stilts?
So he has no legs?
No, he's got short little man legs, tiny little man legs.
Yeah, he does have short legs for his torso.
That's what I'm saying.
It's why I beat him in every sport.
You beat him in every sport. What sport would you beat me at?
I mean, you don't want to step in a ring or I get on a mat with me, right? You know that. We know this, right?
I mean, a street fight? How about a street fight?
A street fight?
How about just me and you outside?
What are you going to do, dude? I got nothing but heart and skills. I'm all elbows
Wait a minute.
And knees.
Do you would beat me on a mat properly on a takedown, but in a street fight, I think I would...
In a street fight?
Absolutely demolish you.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What are you going to do about my feet? More importantly,
your little ape feet.
I got 10 feet. Don't fucking call
them your little
ape.
Weird ape feet.
Don't call them ape feet, dude. That's a size 10 American foot.
That's a little
Actually,
tiny
take
little
a
10 ape
and a half.
Foot. You
those
have a little
boot.
6.5
those
ape
are two
foot.
Boot. That's your house payment right there. I'm wearing now. Listen
Wait a minute.
To me.
Wait a minute. You think those are tens?
Those are 10 and a half, bro.
That's lift it up.
Don't laugh at my fucking...
That's like a little boy shoe.
I don't like when people laugh.
Look at your little boy shoe.
I see what you're doing right
Look
now.
Look at this full-size shoe.
You're kind of breaking me down
Put your
right
shoe
now.
Up. Put your shoe up to mine. Let's see.
No, I don't want
full-size
to.
Shoe.
No, I don't want
like
to.
A man's foot.
I don't want to.
Do it.
No, I don't want to.
Do it, show off.
No.
Put the mic down so it's not covering up your pretty face. People at home need to see
you. You just beat me psychologically.
Mm-hmm.
You found a window open in my house. You found my back... The kitchen, one of the windows was open. You got in there. Now listen. As my friend says, when you play him in any sport, he'll beat you because what he'll do is he'll go... Bro, you know I'm going to find I'm going to find a window open. You always leave one window open. I'll probably find the window. You probably leave a small window in your kitchen open, did you? Because I can tell right now I'm going to get in there. I'll find it. Don't worry about
You're
it.
You're going to sneak in?
You start playing tennis. You start playing. He'll find where you're weak.
What do you think you excel at the most? Do you think tennis is the one you're the best at?
No, I don't know. I was.
You can't shoot. Basketball is definitely not in your repertoire. Basketball.
I'll tell you what I'm good
baseball,
at.
Baseball, I bet you're good at shagging balls. You know when people are done hitting and they go, get all the balls.
I can throw fairly well and I can feel the ball. I couldn't hit the ball.
Righty or lefty?
Righty.
Okay, lift up your hands.
But I'll tell you what I am. Man, you don't fucking my.
I just got to tell you, they're for a normal size guy. I think they're fine.
Well, that's what people when they look at a body when I you know you take a shirt off and if a girl goes, you have a good body. When she goes up and her vocal,
do you think you have a good body right now?
I don't know. I mean, for my age, I could take my shirt off right now and probably awe you. Is that what you're asking?
You could take your shirt off right now and awe me.
I could awe you, yeah.
Huh? Because you think. I've never seen a body like this.
You haven't seen what I'm. You don't know what I'm working with, and I have an ass on me.
You got a nice ass,
dude. What do you want me to do? You want me to strip down?
I don't want to see. I mean, we could do it now, but I'd rather save it. If I'm being honest, kind of an end cap.
Yeah,
I'd rather put an end cap to the whole show.
That's not a problem.
With you getting nude,
I don't care.
You look good though in this collared shirt.
Yeah, I know.
This is really nice. It's a nice, good, big change for you. Why do you think you're wearing collared shirts now? You're growing up a little bit.
A little bit.
I've been seeing you doing a lot of stuff on stage with Delano, and I want to tell you about that. You and Chris Delano have been doing a lot of stuff together, and I got to tell you, I know you guys are friends, and I know he knows that I like you, but he knows I don't like him at all.
Yeah,
and it's really fucking me up as far as if I like you anymore too.
Do you feel like maybe you're the red Chris?
What did you just fucking say, Brian? You think I'm like Delano?
You built similar tall guys, kind of.
Time out. First of all, my teeth are real and I'm my real height. Those are the two things I know that Chris is not, okay?
All of
his teeth are fake. He was born with no teeth and he's fake tall.
That's a weird fucking
rumor, it's specific,
bro.
But I know. I know his family. I know his whole family.
I do too.
Do you know where the Delanos emigrated from?
Delia.
Do you know where they emigrated from?
Of course, Albania.
Austria. He's Austrian.
I didn't know
that. Okay? Yep.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens in Austria? Skin.
You know what happens in Austria?
Yeah, they fuck.
They fuck, dude.
Yeah, they fuck.
They fuck. They
ask me what I've been doing lately.
What have you been doing, man?
Fucking.
You've been fucking.
Yeah.
You've been on a fuck train?
Ask me what I like to do.
What do you think your fuck number is?
My fuck number?
What's your fuck number?
I put up some numbers, but.
What are we talking?
I mean, come on.
Sub 300? You think you're plus or minus 300?
100% plus 300.
You're plus 300.
Yeah. I'm a 52-year-old man.
And you've never worn a condom in your life. Because your generation didn't have condoms when you were born that didn't exist. Right around the color television invention, I think that's when...
My generation is when AIDS, when we thought AIDS was primarily where everybody could get it. So
who could get it? Who can get it now?
So the AIDS epidemic, if you remember, the AIDS epidemic actually among straight European people did not become an epidemic. Why?
You mean us? You mean European Americans,
you
right?
You and myself and stuff. Why? Why is that? Why was when the Army did their test on HIV tests, the incidence was slim to vanishing. And why was it primarily gay men who died of the epidemic? Well,
because of the government.
Not the government.
The government.
They couldn't figure it out, but it was a primarily heterosexual disease in Africa and Southeast Asia. It turns out, if you are of European descent, you have a mutation in your gene that allowed you to survive the bubonic plague. That same mutation makes you HIV resistant. The gay men that survived the epidemic, the plague, it really was a plague and it was terrible. And I witnessed it. I'm old enough to watch.
You were there all these young, beautiful men.
I was in New York City. Wow. I watched all these young, beautiful men die. It was a terrible, terrible, scary time. Tragic. A fucking war zone. The men that survived it were the ones who were doing the fucking, not the ones getting fucked. And so...
So the lesson is be a top.
The lesson's be a top. Be a top. And the lesson is that they couldn't figure it out, but that's why all of us, you and I, don't have any friends who are straight who died of AIDS. And if you're gay, you know a lot of people who, if you're
okay,
a certain age.
Is Magic Johnson gay?
Most of your friends. We don't know.
But remember,
Magic Johnson is also of African descent. Magic Johnson doesn't have that gene mutation. He's African American.
But you think he was fucking so many girls at his height that he got HIV?
You never know with magic. Who knows with those guys?
That's the best part about it.
Women throw themselves at dudes like that, but he may very well be gay.
But Will Chamberlain fucked 1,000 women.
Yeah.
If you fuck 1,000 women, that. You're probably...
He fucked 10,000 women.
10,000 women.
Yeah.
You're definitely going to get AIDS.
No.
Never?
No. Well, there are guys who did it and didn't. Look at the porn numbers.
Yeah,
one guy got it. Why? Fucked a tranny. Sorry. A transsexual. A trans... What is the word?
A transsexual?
It was a man who had... I was transitioning into a woman.
A trans person. How about that?
A trans person.
That's great. That works.
And
he got AIDS and then brought it into the community.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get off of this AIDS shit. This is gonna last too long. But I am... Thank you for the information. I really do appreciate that. You know way too much about it. That makes me curious about you.
I know a lot of stuff.
All right, well, let's talk about a lot of stuff then.
I can answer any of your fucking questions, bro.
You can answer any question that I have.
You know what? School's in session.
Okay.
Daddy's here.
Teach.
So take a seat.
I'm sitting
take
down.
Take a seat.
Okay, I'm sitting
you know
down.
What I mean? Metaphorically.
Wow.
Mentally, spiritually, and morally.
Can I tell you, I've never found you more attractive than lately.
This is what I keep hearing.
I think you've got this vibe, you know?
You got fucking sharp teeth, dude. You'd be a great vampire.
I'll bite you. I'll bite you right now.
Yeah, you'll meet a man halfway.
See, look at.
This is how I describe you.
Yeah.
Santino would meet
if
a man
an alien. Wait, hold on. An alien came down and said, describe Santino. Go.
Oh, he's a funny guy, but you don't want to push him because he's got lines. Mm-hmm. You cross the line, he's going to meet you halfway.
Mm-hmm. That wouldn't help the alien find me in any way.
Did I ever tell you how a special forces guy answered a question my idiot friend asked him if he ever killed anybody?
What'd he say?
Ask me, I'll be the special forces guy.
Lieutenant Callan, just curious about whether or not you've ever killed somebody.
Never stopped to look, brother.
Shit. That's like the coolest fucking answer.
Mm-hmm.
Never stopped to look.
Here's how another tough guy.
Yeah, let's do tough.
A legit tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
Beat a real street fighter. I'm going to be him.
Okay.
Boxer, criminal. Now, ask me how I do against, I don't know, find me an athlete, throw him my way, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. What's up, bro?
Hey, man. Just curious. I know you're a tough guy in the streets. I know you're a big street guy, right?
I don't know.
I mean, that's what I've heard.
I'm not there when they talk.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Wow. Well, we all hear it. Yeah. And we also hear that there's someone kind of gunning for you a little bit.
Yeah? Who's that?
Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yep.
He's about 7 foot.
Yeah.
9.
Uh-huh.
He wants to fight you. Do you think you could take him?
I'll keep him busy. See what I mean, dude?
Yeah.
You understand me?
You going to keep him busy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep him busy.
Keep your hands up?
What?
You keep your hands up?
I don't know.
Huh.
Not there yet.
See, your tough guy is so ambiguous. I don't know if he's tough or if he's actually really scared.
Exactly, bro.
Okay.
I give nothing away.
This is my tough guy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ask. Someone from your neighborhood wants to fight me. Tell me about
it. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, man.
Jibs and Jabs Burke over there wants to fight you.
He does?
Yeah, bro.
Tell him to fucking come over here. What's his problem with me? Are you buddies with him? Are you on his team or my team? Well, we need to decide before this whole thing goes down. So tell me, are you in my squad or his squad?
I'm Switzerland in this. I'm just giving you the fucking message, bro.
And guess what? Nobody likes fucking Switzerland, okay?
What?
No, it's a bit. You're a bitch.
What did I do?
You're a bitch.
Dude,
you came over here with the information. That must mean you were chatting with
him. I'm a mountainous region.
Now, either you're a pawn for him or you're with my team and you're trying to give me some inside information.
Why are you shooting the messenger? I just want to be on. I'm just.
You know why that phrase came about? Shoot the messenger?
Yeah.
Because people used to fucking do it all the time.
All right.
So let me tell you something.
What?
You're either on my squad or his. Are you on Jib's team or mine? Make up your fucking mind.
I guess.
See, and I fight you right now.
Jesus
Jib gets
Christ,
scared because he saw me beat the shit out of you.
Yeah.
I don't have to fight that guy.
Oh, so you beat the fuck out of the messenger.
Fuck the messenger. Beat the shit out of him.
All right.
Fuck him up. You beat up the messenger, everybody sees you did that, and they go, fuck, he can't even take a message.
Right.
This guy's an asshole.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
I've played out so many scenarios in my head of how to beat the system. Like if I own a store and you're stealing from me.
Yeah.
Okay. I caught you.
Oh, fuck. You know what? I was going to pay for this stuff.
Were you going to pay for it?
Yeah, I was.
That's a lot of stuff you were going to pay for.
Yeah, I know.
How were you going to pay for it? Do you have money?
I have it. My wallet's in my... fucking wallet's in my car, man.
How about this?
That's why I was going to go to my car and get my wallet.
I want you to keep this stuff, okay? What is that, a couple of things of Gatorade and some Snickers and stuff?
Yeah.
I want you to keep that.
Condoms. Magnum.
Why, you stole condoms? Magnum condoms?
Yeah.
Those are expensive.
I got a dick on me.
You got a big old horse, huh?
Yeah.
Why don't you keep all that stuff, okay?
Yeah.
But in the meantime,
uh-huh.
I'm going to make you come back every day, say hello to me, and give me a kiss on both cheeks.
Man, I'm...
Hey, you're going to keep that stuff and have fun tonight. Eat your chips and your Doritos, yeah, and all that shit.
Yeah.
Use your Magnum.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
10 a.m. when I open. Okay. I want two kisses.
I got a job. I got a...
I don't give a fuck. You tell your boss what you did. How about this? You either tell your boss, yeah, you have to go pay off a debt, or I'll just fucking call the cops. So you come back every day, two kisses, good morning.
How long do I have to do that for?
1 year.
Oh, that's a long time, dude. You're a fucking harsh, mm-hmm, you're a harsh motherfucker, man.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to dad. I'm going to dad that way.
Really?
I'm scared of having kids. I'm going to dad just like that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to dad just like that.
No, you can't do that with
If my
kids.
Kid burns his hand on, yeah, something.
Oh.
Oh, hand. Did that hurt?
Ah!
Yep, the whole time. I'm going to fucking...
Dude.
Yep. You think I won't do that? I'll be that guy.
But that you're going to get... That's child abuse.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Let me tell you what my mom did to me. This is what my parents did. When I was learning how to swim, you know the wingies? You know wingies?
Yeah, I know
my
wingies.
Mom goes, you're too old for wings. Ripped them off, threw me in the pool.
Really?
Yeah, like a thug. Guess what?
What?
I learned how to fucking swim.
Yeah.
Yeah, I woke up, learned how to
swim.
You
got and you developed quite the swimmer's body because I've seen your parents. They're both a couple gnomes.
Hey, what?
I don't know, dude. Bro, that's the fucking rumor.
That's the rumor? That's the rumor?
That's what Chris Delano says.
Chris Delano was talking shit about my
fucking
parents?
Says your
was
parents
Chris Delano talking shit about my fucking
said
parents?
Said your parents couple garden gnomes.
Whoa,
bro.
What?
I don't know, man.
Is that real?
Let me check my phone. Yep, just texted it.
Did he just text you that right
now? I can't believe this thing is alive.
Fuck, dude, I'm...
Man, you're mad.
I'm pissed, dude.
Where's your set tonight, Jack?
Comedy Store. Mm. Every night, bro. I'm there almost every night. I'm not like you.
I'm having a...
I can go to the store whenever I need to. You got to check out... You know, check out of your home or whatever the...
Yeah, and also I'm a TV star. There's a lot of stuff that goes on with me. Now, listen,
are you shooting the TV show right now?
No.
No, so don't give me that shit. You're not doing anything right now.
I've had writer's block a little bit.
Are you working on something?
Yeah, I mean, I shot my special. Apparently it's number one and everything, but...
Where's your special on?
It's the best, you know?
What is it on?
Everywhere, it's everywhere. Oof, you know, it's
what network is it on?
Everywhere. Where
is it?
It's coming out March 12th.
Yeah, who's putting it out?
Like Comedy Dynamics.
Where is it going?
It's going to Hulu. It's going to Amazon.
Hulu, Amazon.
Yeah.
Netflix?
It's not going to Netflix.
Why not?
They didn't apparently watch it.
Really?
Yeah.
Netflix didn't want your special.
That's right. It didn't. That kind of hurt me. It was very strange.
Talk to him right there. Netflix is watching. This is a direct stream to Netflix.
I didn't know that. Guys,
mm-hmm,
you could have watched my special.
Yeah, it sucked.
Why would they say that?
That's so fucked up. Who was that? Who said that?
Everybody. We all hate it. Fuck you,
man.
Carolyn.
They sound small.
Yeah, they sound like tiny guys, but I mean, they mean it. They sound like they mean
How
it.
How about I go into that office and clean shop, start smacking dudes around?
Why don't you come over here, you little fucking piece of shit?
I will come over there.
Yeah, you should. Why don't you bring some of those shitty jokes on the way?
Oh, dude, you're a big man now because I can't fucking reach you.
Dude, okay. I don't want this to happen on
my
podcast.
Yeah, but this fucking guy's...
I know, he's an asshole, but that's how it goes. So March 12th, your special comes out?
Yeah.
Are
Complicated
you
Apes.
Complicated Apes is the name?
Best thing I've ever done.
Are you wearing a mask or are you going to have your face on it?
What is that question, man?
I'm just saying, like, do you want to have a sellable product or is it still going to be you?
Yeah, it's going to be fucking me, bro.
So you come out and you go, hey, it's Galen. You do all that stuff?
I don't do that. That's not a fucking good
I see
impression.
You every night do this. Hey, it's Galen. You're like a fake
That's
gunslinger.
That's not a fucking accurate
That's what you
impression
do.
Of my stand-up,
That's what you,
you
do.
Son of a bitch.
Let me do one of your jokes. How about this? I'll do one
right,
of your jokes.
Go ahead.
I don't even know your stuff.
All right, I'll,
know
do,
your
one,
stuff.
I'll do one of your jokes.
Okay, fine. Here's your all joke. Right. Ready?
Go ahead.
Dude, what's up with this girl in the front row? Oh, this lady, this is her hair. Dude, so here's me.
Man, that's not me.
This is you. That's exactly
fuck,
you.
Fuck you, man.
This is exactly you.
You know what I hear?
You guys know when you're at the gym and you've got your dick up and you're washing your balls?
I don't do that. That's not
you.
My joke.
That's your joke,
you want to know
dude.
Your joke? And
Go
I
ahead.
Heard you the other night.
Go ahead.
And I had a problem with it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. You were like, whites rule.
What?
So you said. That's what I heard.
That's one of my jokes.
Yeah, you were like, whites are the best. And
well,
I was
finish
like,
the joke. Let me make sure it was mine. Finish
you
it.
You were like, whites are the best. Mm-hmm. They should rule. That's what you said.
I say whites are the best.
And, yeah,
nations
and no
rule.
Voting for anybody else. That's what I heard.
What's the punchline, though?
You know, that's the bummer that there wasn't any fucking punchline.
I got to tell you, I know that joke.
Yeah.
I go, whites rule, no one else gets to vote.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you something. White privilege has been good.
Yeah, yeah, no, but then you go like this. Then you said the killer that would actually make laughs. Whites rule, nobody else should vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in white privilege.
Mm-hmm.
But I still like black chicks. That's
the joke.
Yeah.
Okay, so I redeem myself. Meanwhile, you're talking about scrubbing your cock on stage all night long.
No, man, that's not what I do, though.
Is your special called Scrubbing My Cock?
No, bro. It's called American Boner.
It's called American
Boner. You know, I wanted to name it that, though.
Did you?
Yes.
My first album I did with Comedy
Jam. I
like
your engineer. I can hear him laugh.
I know. Is
it? I wanted to call it American Boner, but
and
I'm
they
too
wouldn't
old
let
for that.
No.
I'm just too old for it.
But you named your new special...
Complicated Apes, because that's what I think human beings are.
I know, but that's kind of the same thing.
It's not the
American Boner is a complicated ape thing to do.
I don't think so, but
American Boner. Did you do a remix
American
of that song?
American Boner.
Stay away from
Mama
me.
Stay away from me. Yeah.
My first special I wanted to call Taylor Swift, but they wouldn't let me. I wanted to be called Andrew Santino Taylor Swift so bad. And they were like, that's illegal.
That's
you can't do that.
Genius.
But that's perfect.
I think it would be perfect. Taylor Swift.
Every time I have someone.
I am Taylor Swift.
I am Andrew Santino, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
What a Googleable thing.
I think it's fantastic.
She would have been pissed. Then she would have been like, it's cute. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then I would have dated her.
What?
I would have dated her.
I've met her.
I've met her.
Hmm.
I would have dated her.
I've met her, Justin Bieber. I've met a lot of
famous
same.
I met a lot of famous people, Brian.
When have you met these people, dude?
First of all, I did MTV's Punk'd years ago with those people.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You
name it, I did it, dude. Darrell Revis is a buddy, okay? Do you even know who that is?
Yeah, I played with him in college.
Oh, you played college football?
I did.
Where?
What do you mean, where?
Where did you play college football, Brian?
Oklahoma.
You played at Oklahoma?
Yeah.
What position?
Before I played in Miami.
You played at Oklahoma and the U. You played at both of those schools.
Yeah, dude, I did.
Hmm. What position?
Safety.
Free safety?
Roving safety, dude.
Roaming safety or roving?
Roving
Were
safety.
You're a dog or you're an athlete? A rover?
I came up with my own
How
position.
Many interceptions?
You want to know the truth?
No, lie to me. Yes, give me the fucking truth. What?
Less than how many women I've bedded. So, I'm not going to go into numbers, dude. I'm not in a court of law.
You're not a number guy.
I'm not a number guy.
Did you graduate college?
Yeah, I did. American University with a history degree.
In D.C.?
Yes.
You went to that school?
Yes.
Man.
You were a history major, right? Were you?
I'm a major in a lot of things.
Don't do that.
Look at me. Ask me anything. I know.
What did you study in college, bro?
Fine dining.
Don't fucking...
I studied the manipulation of
You didn't go to
of guys like you.
College, did you?
Yeah, I did, dude.
Where'd you go, bro?
An acclaimed university in Arizona called Arizona State.
Oh, boy.
Top university in the country.
That's not true.
One of the
it's
greatest.
A party university.
Party for what?
Yeah, for party.
We party with books.
You did cocaine all day, which is why you got a shitty nose.
Can I tell you something?
And why your heart's probably going to explode.
You said I have a shitty nose?
I think so.
I'm going to break your fucking nose right now.
What?
How does that sound?
I got gigs tonight this
oh,
weekend.
Oh, really?
Holiday.
Where are you going to have a broken nose?
San Diego.
You're going to have a shattered nose at your gig.
Dude, I have to go to San Diego. So don't, you can't
You're going tonight?
See, si, I mean, yes.
Wow. What are you doing Spanish. Down there?
I'm doing the
American Comedy Company?
Yeah, company.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to call down there and cancel your gigs for you.
Why would you do that? You don't have that kind of power.
Oh, yeah? I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to call the American Comedy Company and tell them that they don't need to book you anymore because you're an asshole.
Come on, man.
Nope.
Are you auditioning for stuff right now?
No, I'm waiting to see.
You seem to have, you've gotten two big jobs since I've known you.
I mean, look at Comedy Club. American Comedy Co. Let's give them a ring and ding a doodle and see what they say.
All right.
Because I got to tell you, I don't know.
What they say.
Let's see. I don't know if they want a headliner like you down there.
Say you want to cancel the show.
Is it tonight or tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Bri, tonight or tomorrow?
It's tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday.
Hmm.
Talk to them.
They don't even want to answer. They don't even want to answer. That's how bad they don't want you down there.
Yep.
They know I'm calling. They're going, I don't want him down. I don't want him down here.
You what?
They don't want you down here.
You don't know that, dude.
Mm-hmm. That's why they're not answering. They would have answered if they thought, oh my God, Brian's here this weekend. We should
they're
answer.
They're not fucking there right now. They're not going to open up until
it's
the
nine.
Kid gets there.
It's nine.
Yeah, but the kid is going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And when the kid gets there.
Then they open up?
Things open up, brother.
Are you playing, what are you playing, the kitchen? You're not playing the main room, right? You're playing, what are you playing?
Don't make me angry,
The 100-seater?
I'm a fucking national headliner.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Because I was just in San Antonio and everybody said that they were like, oh, I went to go see Brian in Austin. And
yeah,
boy.
My buddy Ed Botella showed me the video you made.
Yeah, that's right.
He said, hey, you fucking idiot, Brian.
You fucking idiot, Brian, is what I said. You know why? Because you know what he said? He goes, I'm going to go see Brian, but I guarantee you it's never going to be as funny or as good as your performance.
No, he was like, Santino's no Callan. I love Austin. Do you know
no, this? He did say I'm no Callan. You know why? Because he goes, you're good. Oh, I love Austin. One of my favorite cities. I float in that river.
You did?
I float in that river.
I could, really? You swim in it?
I floated in it.
I got high
in that river and I floated in it.
Really?
One of my favorite days in Austin.
I want to live down there.
You want to move down there?
I do. I want to bring my kids and everything else, but you can't.
Can't bring kids.
I got my work here. I'm too famous and stuff.
Do you think you're too famous right now?
Yeah, I'm an international.
What's the first moment that you felt fame?
In
like what is it, like the 60s, 50s, or the 60s?
Dude,
when did you feel fame for the first time?
Dude, when I got
post-war?
Recognized. God damn it.
Right after World War II. I bet you popped.
In 1996, I got recognized in Central Park. A guy wanted to take a picture because I was the guy from Mad TV, okay?
That's right. You were on Mad TV.
And yesterday, or this morning,
God, you know who was so funny on that show? Huh. Bobby Lee was so funny. He's such a funny guy. I can't even remember anybody else that was funny.
I wish Bobby would,
you know, who else was
know
really good?
How funny he was and write.
Michael McDonald was really funny.
Yeah, they're all great.
Will Everybody
Sasso,
on there.
Will Sasso. A genius.
Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Those guys were all good. How come you're... God, nobody... no one talks about
Andrew,
you in that class.
I was
in
the original cast, okay?
I know, but no one really even says
Yeah, well, you know what,
that.
Man? It's been a long
they
time.
They go, so many guys were
it's
so good from that show.
It's been 24 years, dude.
And they're incredible.
It's been 24 years.
I guess, Brian never really amounted to much.
I don't like coming on Whiskey Ginger and getting
berated?
Shagged. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
bad. You know I do accents, right? Do you do accents? You don't.
I'm a big accent guy. I did it on your show. I did accents on your show.
I forgot that. That's right.
I saw you look at this. Do you know what that is? That's how cool of a family I'm from. My grandfather died, and
Cooney funeral.
Yeah, and look, he wrote, "Give to Cooney when I croak." He put the money in there.
No.
Yeah, give to Cooney when I croak.
Wow, what a cool guy.
Cool guy, huh?
I like that guy.
Hey, so everyone that comes
on
here,
how old is he?
When he died, 146. Yep.
So you have good genes.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you're gonna die early.
Bri.
I don't know, man.
You really think that? You wish that on me?
No, I just know that I have these feelings and you got a couple of years. I know.
So. You think I'm going to die soon?
Probably.
You're a fuck, dude. Did you wish that? Are you wishing that on the
universe? No, I'm just saying.
You know why? You want me to die?
Why?
Because I'm cruising right past you,
no,
dude.
Don't.
Yep.
No.
Here's you on the comedy. Red Rocket? The Red Rocket?
You call yourself the Red
Rocket. The Red Rocket, baby.
I've never heard anybody call
you
the Red Rocket.
Yeah, you have. Here's the Red Rocket, right? Yeah. I'm right here. I let you get a head start.
Yeah.
I mean, a big one. I mean, holy fucking shit, like 50 years. All then here's you kind of careening out. You're like one of the challengers, you know, the challenger.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. No. This is you about to just...
No, I have an extra
And here's
engine.
Me.
Yeah.
And I'll chill for a second and go, laugh at you.
Yeah, and then I go, ignite extra booster engine.
cannot. Too crusted.
Ignite.
Too old. Must not. Cannot.
Ignite.
Must snap.
Ignite
must snap.
Other.
Must snap. Tell everybody you couldn't come here. You were late because you took a nap.
I didn't take a
you
nap.
You took a midday nap.
I taught my...
Here's why Bri was late.
I did take a nap.
Because
but not,
at about 4:30, he has to sit down, have his tea and his crackers, and he has to take a little nap with his blanket. He doesn't even take a... He sits in a regular chair, and he puts a blanket right up to his neckline, and he just sits there and watches television until he cutely passes out and then wakes up four hours later. Yes, you do. Yeah, you do. You have one of the maids come in and rub your little feet.
No, I do.
I've got to get back to comedy.
Fuck.
And your jaw is kind of starting to fall. Ooh. And you put it back.
I do have staff. I do have...
you have a staff infection?
I have servants.
You have a staff infection?
No, I said I have staff.
You have a staff infection.
I said I have a staff. I have
You have servants,
servants
at your home?
Yes.
How many?
A lot of them.
Go ahead and name them.
I lose track.
Name one of the people that works for you.
So now you're thinking I'm lying. I'll name...
100%.
I hate when people ask me these specific questions.
Go ahead. Ask me the person that works
so
for
Jeeves,
you.
Okay, so Jeeves, James.
Jeeves and James.
Roger.
Jeeves, James, and Roger.
Paul.
Jeeves, James, Roger, and Paul. So no women you've employed. Well, really
I
good,
have.
Bri.
I
really
have.
Good. That's really good, dude.
I have.
Okay.
Magdalena. Penelope.
Jeeves.
Rita.
James, Roger, Paul. Magdalena.
Penelope.
Penelope.
Rita.
Arita.
Si.
Si.
And Gabriela.
Capoeira. Like the Brazilian dance. You hired
capoeira,
a woman named after
capoeira,
the Brazilian dance.
Yes.
Capoeira.
Because I train in capoeira. So
I'm
a
eight.
Master. I got
you
my
have eight people that work
degree.
For you?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
In the main house.
How do you do that?
Obviously, my stables, I have grooms and stuff.
For someone that makes...
You know, I have a friend who's that rich. I have a friend who has who is that rich, who has stables.
Of humans?
One of his four homes. No, horses, sir.
Oh.
Yeah. He's got 20 horses.
Who is the guy?
He's a guy who could buy your fucking red life.
What?
On the open market.
You think I'm for sale?
He could buy your red ginger life on the open market and send you to some country that still believes in slavery and put you in a cage and you dance. You dance for men or whoever.
I'll dance for whoever.
Eating their food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So you think this guy is able to buy me?
He could sell you to the highest bidder in Russia or wherever, bro.
Really?
That's right.
Okay.
You would be extradited. Extraordinarily.
I'd be extraordinarily extradited from this country?
Where did the whiskey ginger go? And I'd get a little note. Don't ask. Right?
You don't have that ability to do that.
I have.
You don't have the ability to take me
power,
out.
Bro.
Oh, you have a lot of power?
Because people love me. If you had one superpower.
I have a list of people that don't like you.
No.
I can name them.
No, they all love me.
Ted Turner.
How do you know he doesn't like me? Listen.
Because I talked to him at a
Braves
game.
If you had one superpower, what would it be?
If I had one superpower?
Yeah. See, you haven't thought these things through.
Yeah,
it's
I have.
Amazing how you haven't thought your life through.
If I had one superpower.
Take shit off.
Take that stupid fucking jacket off. If I had one superpower, Bri?
Yeah.
Freeze time.
Really?
Freeze time.
Not a bad idea.
Because if I froze this right now, like froze.
Yeah.
Freeze.
Yeah.
Freeze. See? And now I could just get up. I can put my cock on your face.
That's not the reason.
Knock you out. Steal
the
your money.
To get better at
take
something.
Your car.
And then you're like.
Nope. Whoa. It's to do jokes on your buds. Superpowers to do jokes on your buds.
No, the idea would be to get really good at something and then, you know.
What would your superpower be?
Certain languages.
How fucking boring.
You know what my superpower would be?
What?
To make anybody I want fall in love with me.
Oh, that's something I already have.
And then I would use it.
That's something I already have.
I would use it.
Well, that's something I already... that's not a superpower. That's me. Go ahead. Ready?
Yeah. What?
I met you at a bar. Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
What's your name?
I'm Brian Callen.
Andrew Santino. Nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you. Italian.
I just noticed a... I love that shirt, man. Not to be weird or something like that.
See,
I just love that shirt.
Thinks, I was told that it looks too...
No, you look
like
good.
A substitute teacher, but I thought it was a nice
really?
Color. Yeah.
Like a substitute at a collegiate level, like someone that pops in for a little bit, does a little bit of work, and then goes back on vacation to do some more research.
Thank you.
What are you drinking?
You know what? I'm actually drinking Knob 10.
We're going to have two more of those.
I really shouldn't. I've
no, been, you should. What, you got something to do?
Well, I did have to wake up kind of early.
Where do you live? Close?
Yeah.
You know, I'm in from out of town, and I have a hotel here. Well, I own this hotel.
You own a hotel?
Yeah, well, a few of them. I own one of the hotels here in this
Jesus.
Town. Yeah.
Must be nice.
Yeah. You know the Pugaloo?
It's my favorite hotel. Yeah,
the Pugaloo's
That's
mine.
Your hotel?
That's mine, yeah.
You're kidding me.
Well, if I was kidding you, I would tell you that you're ugly. Because then I'd be kidding because you're beautiful.
That's crazy.
I'm on the top floor of the Pugaloo, and I have a 360 view of the city, and... I don't know, just look, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
Everybody I know died recently.
What?
Yeah, my friends, my family, everybody.
Everybody?
Everybody I know.
How? Did you charter a jet for
all
of them?
No, it was a volcanic explosion on one of my islands. Everybody died.
Island?
I was the only one that got out.
How?
A helicopter. I called a helicopter and I grabbed the rope and nobody else had the forearm strength to hold onto the rope.
Your arms are... painfully large.
Yeah, so I just look.
Well, are you an athlete? What do you do? You're insanely vascular.
Ugh, I don't want to boast.
I don't say this often, but I'm just going to say it. I feel safe around you. I'm sorry. I'm embarrassing myself right now.
No,
I
feel
so
embarrassed.
Stupid.
I'm the one spilling out all my beans.
I should probably go. I don't know what I. Oh,
hey.
Thank you,
Bri.
Yeah,
I want you to come see the place. I want your opinion. You know, I don't get a lot of opinions from everybody. I just tell me it's good, it's great. I want someone to tell me the truth.
I'm married. I'm a straight man. I have children.
Oh, my God. Come on. What's a couple of drinks with a buddy over the Pugula? Come on.
I mean, I guess a couple of drinks. A
couple of drinks.
Hurt.
A couple of drinks.
You got a great voice. Do you do voiceovers?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Jesus. I'm gay. You just turned me gay.
I just fucked you.
That was really good.
And I would have fucked you.
Yeah.
And that night,
good.
I would have fucked you.
That was fucking really good, dude.
But you know what? I would have fucked you with dignity and respect.
No, I know.
While I pounded you. But then when I'm done, get the fuck out.
What?
See, now we're just, oh, look, after I just, look, it's over. Now yeah. I just came. Get ready. Okay, we're done now. Now go ahead. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you live close, right?
I do. You mind if I lie on your chest?
No. You have to get the fuck out.
What?
You're just another piece of dick for me, dude.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You think you're special or unique? The shirt line? That shirt's ridiculous. What is that? H&M? Get the fuck out of my house.
You're lucky you're big and strong, or I'd fucking really.
That's exactly right. I am lucky I'm big and strong. And you're unlucky that you're so weak and tiny.
You son of a bitch.
I called you a lift pool. So go downstairs and get your lift pool with five of the people that are going near your neighborhood.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
That's what you get, pal. Mm-hmm.
That's good, dude.
You're welcome for the jizz. That's what I would yell out the. You're welcome for the jizz as you get in your lift pool.
You're such an awful guy.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be a good bad guy.
Yeah.
You'd be a good.
I'd be a good bad guy.
You'd be a good sadist.
You'd be a bad good guy. You're a bad good guy.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe it.
I'm a good guy.
Yeah, but you're a bad good guy.
I give till it hurts.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's your biggest weakness?
Giving.
That's your biggest weakness, giving?
Yeah.
What's your biggest strength?
I guess in a lot of ways, my biggest strength is realizing that I'm here to serve. And
you're a man of the people.
Yeah, and I'm able to give until it hurts more than most people could bear.
Will you address a rumor that's been going around?
Sure.
A lot of people say that not only are you uncircumcised,
yeah,
you've got a sleeve, but even when it does come out,
yeah,
it's just a head. The rumor on the street is,
I mean,
that even when it does come out of the sleeve, it's just a head. So it's just a head crest that comes out.
Look, man, I have.
That's what I've heard.
I have enormous balls, and I have my cock. It is small, and it does drip.
Very. And it drips?
I have a chronic drip.
Do you think that's because of your age, the leakage thing?
Well, I wear
do
diapers.
You wear diapers?
I wear diapers.
You do?
I'm wearing diapers right now.
Are they thin, thin?
No, they're thick.
You wear thick ones.
I mash them down.
You do?
Yeah, and I punch my dick in his face sometimes. I'm so angry.
What?
Because he's small.
So why?
He looks like a mushroom.
Huh.
I know. I have a mushroom cap, but I have a great personality.
You do. It makes up for a lot of your shortcomings.
Thanks, buddy.
Do you like this whiskey?
You walking around with a piece?
Yeah, I got a little bit of something.
Are you regular?
No, I got something. I got a little something.
Yeah.
Something to share for the kids.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not bad?
It's nice. They would write about it on a train. Do you know what I mean? Like it'd be written on the wall of a train.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, like on the L train in New York, it'd get written on the wall. Oh, yeah, that would make its way out to Brooklyn.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Me too, by the way.
Mm.
What do you mean? Mm.
There's just a couple of people that...
I got a dick, bro.
You do?
Yeah.
Why don't you name your special that?
I got a dick.
I got a dick.
I want to call it I got a dick. D-I-H-H-K. Be good.
Do you remember the first time you got liquored up?
Yeah, I was in seventh grade.
Give it to me.
I got so sick.
Seventh grade?
I got so sick.
How old are you in seventh grade?
I didn't even know where I was. That was terrible.
Do you know how old you are in seventh grade? I don't know. I'm not good at that. 13?
I was probably 12. I don't drink. I'm not a drinker.
Drank some of this?
Yeah, a little bit, but I'm not a drinker.
Why not?
I don't like alcohol much.
Why not?
I like good wine, but...
Is it because you used to get hit?
No, as I get older. No, as I get older,
your parents
I
used to drink and hit you?
No. No, man.
Because that's what...
My parents don't drink either.
Chris told me that your dad used to drink and hit you.
No, my parents don't drink either, but they hit me.
Who hit you harder, your mom or your dad?
They used to do it together.
At the same time?
Yep, let's fucking hit him!
Fuck.
That's where I learned
why do you never drink?
That's where I learned how to duck, weave, and roll. It just chemically, it doesn't make me feel as good as some people.
But you said you liked it.
I like it, but you know. Everybody has their vice, you know. I'm lucky that
what's your vice, Bri?
Giving too much.
You think you're an overt giver?
I don't know, bro. What's your vice? I want to be loved.
Being so fucking funny.
I want to be loved.
My vice is being so fucking funny. It's a curse.
I'm a comic.
I'm so goddamn funny.
Right,
that's my vice.
You're a good comic.
I'm a great comic.
Okay, man.
And here I am, stooping really low, hanging with you because a lot of people in the community say, you know,
your podcast is about to
a lot of people say
blow up now.
A lot of people say the Red Rocket is so funny, but he's fucking around with guys like Byron Callen.
Brian Callen, dude.
Oh, I mean, it's not going to matter
anymore.
when the Voyager.
Dude, I have a fucking step class I have to get to.
You're not going to leave. You were late to this fucking podcast and you're not going anywhere. Brian, look at me right now. Brian, put that the fuck. Dude, you're testing my patience right now.
Dude, man, you're strict as shit.
Turn around. You see that plant? That was my last guest. Yeah, that's right. You fuck around,
that's
impressive. I turn you into a plant.
All right, man, take it easy.
Squish your fucking body and turn you into chlorophyll, dog. All right.
Hey, bro, let's talk about things of substance.
Okay, let's talk. There is some stuff I really want to talk to you about, genuinely. Okay?
Go ahead.
Rumors. I want to address rumors.
Go ahead.
Because a lot of people say a lot of stuff about you.
Sure.
There's a ton of people in the comedy community that are saying, I don't know if this is. A lot of people are saying that you're stealing D'Elia's jokes.
Dude.
A lot of people are saying that you're stealing all of his jokes.
Yeah, that is not what a lot of people are saying.
I've heard from five sources that your next
special. Give me names.
Names?
Yeah.
Fine. I'll give you the best. Okay. You want all the guys that
said
it?
Yeah, I want their fucking names.
You want all of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Jay Leno. Dave Chappelle.
Fuck, these guys are
Dave
powerful.
Dave Attell.
Fuck, these guys are
Dave Letterman.
These guys are big time powerful.
Gallagher.
Well, what the fuck do I do now that Gallagher's
And Gallagher's brother.
God damn it.
They said you're thieving. I'm just saying, they say, you know what Callan's doing? He's stealing jokes from Delano.
Did you start that rumor and then feed it to them?
Yep.
Yeah, why did you do that?
Because it's true.
Because you like to just sit there and watch shit burn.
That's right.
Man, you're a sick
son
of a bitch.
You're a building I want to watch burn to the
ground.
You're
a sick son of a bitch. I put a lot of work and I got kids to feed.
Yeah, but you know what? I've been paying attention to you. I watch your show.
Yeah.
With what the guy, with the big guy? What's the
Brendan Schaub, dude.
Names don't matter to me.
You
that
knew
much.
His fucking name.
I don't know
name.
Who the fuck that guy is.
Man, you're a bad guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But I know
you
this.
You probably do crime.
Yeah. How do you think we got in this building?
You ever do crime?
I broke into this fucking place.
Yeah.
Do I do, have I ever committed a crime?
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to steal CDs when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Bad motherfucker.
Well, that's not being a bad
I'm cold as ice. You know what else I used to do?
What?
I would help an old lady across the street.
Yeah.
And I'd push her to the ground.
Man, that's mean, bro.
I'd grab her cane and I'd crack it.
Man, that's mean.
Throw it right at her fucking head.
Oh, why?
Because you hate stand the crosswalk, you old bag
I don't like
of shit.
Your old smell.
Yeah, you old mothball stinking bitch. I do stuff like that all the time.
Dude, you're so fucking, you're such a bad person.
You know what I'm having someone do to you right now? Someone's slowly letting air out of your tires.
Man,
you're,
I could fucking spin off the fucking, although it's a Tesla, so they'll probably fucking
crash.
Send a signal
all
to
sorts
Elon.
Of small stuff, dude. Small stuff like that. Like I go to a Shakey's Pizza, you know? And I'll open up the Coca-Cola tank where the syrup is.
Yeah.
I spit right in it. So everyone that gets a little soda.
Fuck, dude.
Drink some of my fucking spit.
Do you know
spit.
What I do? I go to countries where the rule of law isn't that strong.
Yeah, the Philippines?
Yeah, I rent all those places. I rent a helicopter, and I get my Russian mafia buddies. They hook me up, and I get a machine gun, and I just mow villagers down.
You kill people overseas?
I mow them down.
That's not okay.
It's fucking terrible.
Brian.
I mow them down.
You just kill people?
Yeah. And when I go to Africa...
Yeah.
You know elephants and rhinos?
No, what are those?
Leopards?
No,
and
what are those?
Cheetahs?
What are those?
And leones?
What are those?
You know cheetahs, right?
Oh, cheetahs. Yeah. Oh, cheetahs.
Cheetahs and elephantes and giraffes. I get in a helicopter and I mow them down.
You murder wild animals?
And then I sell the ivory on the fucking black market and I keep the rhino horns for myself.
You too?
Yep, because
why?
It keeps my fucking boners real and true. So fuck you, Santino.
Oh, you fucking bitch.
Yeah.
That's hot, though.
I know, bro.
I like criminal shit.
Yep. That's what I do.
That is hot.
That's what I do.
So you just go overseas just to hurt stuff?
Yep. And I want to start fucking dropping weed killer in botanical gardens.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You want to kill weeds?
Nah, I just want to kill botanical gardens.
Oh, you don't
those
like...
Those big old trees, the ones been around a long time since... Christ.
So you want
to vandalize them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like an old willow tree?
I want to drop aphids. I want to drop genetically engineered aphids that kill trees hard and
what's
bad.
What's the point of this, by the way?
I'm just a bad guy.
Yeah, you bad guy.
Yeah.
I'm a cop.
You know what you should be worried about?
Hey, I'm a cop.
Yeah.
And I just busted you vandalizing a tree. Ready?
Yeah.
Get your fucking hands up. What were you
doing?
You just killed me.
Yeah, with a silencer.
You're a cop killer?
Well, I'm with a silencer. I'm an international.
That sounded loud.
I'm an international villain.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So
how many countries are you wanted in?
Huh?
How many countries are you wanted in?
In well, I poison the water source of a lot of countries.
You do.
And I hold them for ransom. Yeah. So I'm wanted in all the industrial nations. Can you name any of them? No.
You don't want to do that.
No, fuck off, Santino, you fucking small fried chump.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry, bro.
You're a tough guy.
Thanks, man.
I'm a little bit proud.
All right.
Well, let's talk a little bit of current news right now.
Okay.
You ready? Because I know you guys like to do current topics on your fucking bullshit show that I do sometimes.
I'll say that.
Your show, by the way.
Yeah.
It should just be me. Andrew, I've done that show. Is it good with you two? Sure.
Yeah,
but now that the MMA guy, what's his name again? Shan?
Man, his name is fucking Brendan Schaub.
So Brickle Schaub.
God damn it.
Is now doing a bunch of show with the one-eyed Southern guy.
Yeah,
you know what's
with
his,
Theo
Thanos? Hall. Thanos Van.
Yeah,
he's fine. Yeah. I like him.
Yeah,
and actually, I like Shan. I like Schaub good
Brendan
too.
Brendan Schaub.
Brickle Schaub is good.
Yeah,
I just feel like they don't need you anymore over there. And I called Schaub and I said, bud,
Schaub.
I need to replace Byron. And he said, Brian. Come on over. Easy. We don't even want him anymore. I said, really? He said, Chin, Cat, nobody likes you over there anymore.
Why?
That's what they said.
Why? They're mean.
It's just what they said, dude.
Well, I have to get in a helicopter and mow them down.
You're going to murder the people that you love?
I'm going to mow them down.
Fuck.
Yeah. So that's what you get when you fuck around.
When people fuck with you, they get murdered.
With the Black Viper? Yeah.
You're calling yourself the Black Viper?
They call me the Black Viper.
I heard that you got the name The Kid.
Yeah.
Because you were on one of those like Megan's Law websites because you were touching children.
I don't fucking age. That's what they called me. They call me The Kid because I don't age, dude.
But are you sure?
Don't spread vicious rumors.
No, for real.
Or I'll fucking mow you down.
The internet has told me multiple times. They go, he's called The Kid because of his contact with children.
So anybody says that is going to get mowed down.
Okay. I hope every comment to this video is, yep, it's true. Brian's a kid molester because that's the only thing I've ever heard. And I don't know why you don't do it on stage because that could be a funny bit.
No, there's nothing funny.
You know when a fat kid's running away from you, you snag him right away and you kiss him.
Hey, man, that's...
And you play with his little jiggly ass.
No.
That's your bit. That's a good bit for you.
That's not my bit, dude.
That's your bit, dude.
No, it's not
you. And you grab his fat ass, you hug him, and you just you pump him.
Oh, man, shut up, you fucking racist pedophile.
That's your bit. That's your bit.
No, that's not my bit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, why do you have a boner right now?
Because I'm getting hard on fucking with you, Bri. That's why.
Santino.
Brian, your special comes out March 12th.
Yeah.
And your show right now is on TV. Mm-hmm. Do you feel on top of the world?
Mm. Yeah.
Because I got to tell you.
I've gotten everything I wanted.
This might be it for you.
Probably. What do you mean?
This is the tip top. You're not going anywhere else. What are they going to give you?
I meditate, dude, so I don't really consider this to be...
I consider it all the time because we've been taking tallies.
This is an illusion.
The world?
What do you want in 10 years? For real.
I want to be so popular in comedy that you are my host.
Okay, asshole, but what do you want?
Ladies and gentlemen, this next comic, boy... He is incredible. I used to be something.
Now stay
Again, here. That's my time. I'm Brian Callen. This next comic is amazing. He is opening up for, of course, our headliner, Andrew Santino, who is like, ugh, the God. This next guy is someone I've always looked up to, Chris Delano, ladies and gentlemen. And Chris comes out and does his bit. His bit.
Right.
You know, where he's like, ugh, I'm Chris. I don't even know what he does.
Yeah. And then you do what?
And I come out and I just... light everyone on fucking fire. That's what I... Boom, 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 bombs going off under their fucking seats. I'm lighting their heads on fire. I'm spraying them.
With your comedy?
With my comedy cum.
Oh, God, that's gross, dude.
Oh, we can't breathe. I kill my fans, and I just get more and more fans. I kill
You're
them.
You're so greedy, dude.
Yep,
You're like
I want
a
them
vacuum
all.
Cleaner.
Mm-hmm. And you know how much my tickets are going to be?
How much?
800 million.
So nobody's going to be able to afford it.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm rich.
Are you?
Yeah. I come
What's your definition of rich,
money
though?
And I have
no, I know
money.
You're a rich boy. I know your mommy and daddy are rich.
Don't call
me. I know your mommy and daddy.
I just have money.
Mommy,
dude.
Daddy, will you loan me some more money?
No,
that's
you.
That's
not what I said.
Mommy, daddy, will you loan me some money so I can get through the day, so I can pay for my car and bills?
Bring my helicopter, mommy, and bring my
helicopter.
So I can mow down the ginger.
Mommy, I like tennis.
That's you.
Mommy, I like tennis. Well,
you know what?
Can you buy me more balls?
When I hit a tennis ball, I come off the ground.
You do?
Yeah.
You lift your feet up when you hit a ball?
Yeah.
You do.
I'm off the ground.
What's your serve speed?
You know you're not returning my serve.
Please,
right?
What's your serve speed?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm not
64.
Gonna put a number on it.
64.
But
easy 64.
If you play me in California,
yep.
You
clay?
Gotta return
grass?
It. You gotta return it from somewhere in fucking Kentucky.
I'll fuck you. Let's go.
You understand me?
Let's go.
By the way, I crushed you at tennis. What was your sport? Basketball?
What was my sport, dude?
Yeah, would you play basketball?
It's plural. What were my sports?
You played baseball.
Bri. Basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, football, badminton,
what
luge,
did you,
track,
no, I don't think that's
swimming,
true. What did you do
diving,
in track?
Fist fighting in the street
no.
out front of the school before and after school.
Yeah.
Dominoes, dice.
Yeah, and fucking.
Poker, fucking. Stealing.
Parkour. Yeah.
And shoe trading.
All right.
That's when you go up to someone and you go, give me those fucking shoes.
No. And then you beat the
shit out of them. I walk away with their shoes.
Yeah.
And then they get my old shitty ones.
I like that.
I had a bunch of different sports, Bri.
Who did this fucking...
Do you like that?
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. Oh, it's not as good as you'd like it to be?
Who did it?
A gentleman off the internet.
All right.
The gentleman off the internet.
Why'd you choose this? You live around here?
I live in here.
You live in this building?
I live in this room right now. This is
oh,
where I live.
No.
Why? Is that bad?
Yeah.
I'm going through a tough time.
Oh, fuck.
Will you loan me some money?
No way.
Please.
You're a lost cause.
Please.
You are not going to be successful. I know.
You mean that? I'll break this glass in my hand right in front
of
your face.
I do intuitive work.
So you think
are you superstitious? You're one of these guys who's superstitious.
Yeah, when I played baseball.
Yeah.
You know, some guys don't wash their socks or their jock straps.
Yeah.
I would wash everybody else's just to make sure everybody else's was clean, but I wouldn't wear socks or a jock strap. That was my superstition in baseball.
Did you play
sockless,
in college?
Jockless.
No.
Did I play in college?
No. Yeah.
Sure.
What do you mean, sure, bro?
I got a bunch of offers to go play in college, different sports, and I said no to all of them.
Yeah?
Yeah. Kansas said, do you want to come play basketball? I said, get the fuck out of my face.
I don't know if that's true.
It is. Clemson said, do you want to come play football? I go,
Clemson?
You think I'm going to go play at Clemson?
What position?
Quarterback. And
I
wide receiver and kicker.
That. I don't know.
Just because I got a leg.
True.
Just look at this.
I don't think so, bro.
Yeah. They said, do you want to play all of them? I said, sure. I don't give a fuck. I'll play them all.
Yeah.
But I go, not for Clemson.
Yeah.
They go, wow.
Who's red in your family?
My grandmother. My grandmother's red. I'm the only one that got the gene mutation.
Really?
That's why I'm so beautiful. A shining star.
Your eyes are getting old. How old are you now?
You think I'm looking old?
Well, you got heavy eyes.
I have heavy eyes.
Yeah, I can see.
Do you know how many people say we look alike?
I know.
They go, you look like Callan's youngest brother.
Well,
you look like
the red Callan.
I look like an accident of your family. Like they had you, they had all the kids.
And you're the one they keep in the fucking attic. Now listen.
And you know why?
Why?
Because I'm a watchdog. I'm up there keeping everyone that comes and goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm fucking reliable.
And you
meanwhile, they keep you. They keep you in the garage,
no,
converted.
They don't.
Yeah,
no,
you're a converted
don't.
Garage guy. And you
I
don't
am
get
fucking not.
You're a converted garage guy, and there's no shower in there
what
either.
Am I like, Mom, I need more toilet
half
paper.
Half sink. Yeah, a little half sink. That's what you have to brush your teeth in. A little like a little bowl half sink.
That's depressing.
You're a garage guy, and you fucking know it.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm successful.
Bri, wake up. That's you. Oh, what's up, man? That's you, garage guy.
I'm on
meanwhile,
my nap. I'm
scoping
nap.
Upstairs people that I need to fuck shit up because I'm protecting the house.
You ever been in a street fight?
A few. I've lost more than I've won. Am I ashamed? No. Because that's what you do.
Where'd you grow up, bro?
Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
I'm not like you, dude.
Chicago.
I'm not like you, dude.
And you played baseball, bro?
Baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, football. You, meanwhile, you grew up in Beaumont, Montana.
No,
everybody
I
knows.
I've never been there, you son of a bitch.
You grew up in Montana.
Man, I don't fucking come from Montana.
Yeah, you do.
I've shot deer in Montana because I'm a man.
Oh, you shoot things with
a
gun?
I was in the Missouri Breaks.
I kill animals with my hands.
Well.
Like you?
Yeah.
I'll kill you with my hands.
How
you're
about
an animal?
That guy who killed that mountain lion?
He strangled him out.
Do you know
huh?
that mountain lion was between 20 and 60 pounds?
And he choked it out.
He was like 3 or 4 months old.
So it wasn't that.
No,
that wasn't that
less
big of a deal.
A year. Yeah, I mean, if it was a 200-pound male lion, mountain lion.
But I saw Rogan retweeted it, and I thought, I wonder how tough the lion was.
Nah, it was a small one. And
Do you do that? Do you do what he does? You go hiking and shit?
I love hiking, but I've been hunting with him 3 times.
Knife?
Gun. I use a gun.
Why are you so tired? I thought you had a nap today.
I know, but I'm getting older. He uses a board. He uses a...
what did you just say?
Sorry, dude. That just popped out.
You're bored right now.
No, man. Come on. Take it easy.
Are you bored right now?
No.
What would you like me to do to make this more fun for you, Bri?
No, this is good.
No, this was good.
I'm telling you
about good.
I'm telling you about my hunting. Dude, you couldn't handle hunting, huh?
Really?
Yeah, he'd panic.
I have a 12 and a 20 gauge.
Hey, bro. I'm not talking about hunting duck or forest fowl.
I like shooting birds.
Fighting. I'm talking about hunting.
I like shooting birds.
I'm talking about hunting. Bengal tigers and pandas. I know. We hunt and
you think I haven't shot an elephant before?
Dude.
It's one of the first things I ever did.
Why? That's a noble
When
beast.
I was 9, I shot an elephant. Because I like the ears.
You ever seen a movie called White Hunter, Black Heart?
Mm-mm. Do I need to watch
it? Eastwood plays John Huston.
John Huston?
Yeah. John Huston killed an elephant in Africa.
I need to watch that?
That hunt. I think so.
Okay.
Are you a, what's your favorite?
Cinephile?
Yeah.
I just watched Nutty Professor the other day. It was one of the funniest movies I remember seeing my whole life.
Really?
Oh my God.
What's your favorite? Do you have favorite movies?
Yeah. My favorite movie?
Yeah.
By far?
Yeah.
By a landslide?
Yeah.
Couldn't even come close to any other film. Crocodile Dundee.
Really?
No. No fucking way. What's your favorite movies? Is like there's too many of them.
Raging Bull. What were the seminal movies that changed you?
Hoosiers.
Really?
Good movie. Loved it.
Great movie.
Gene
Hackman.
What changed my life as a kid? Dumb and Dumber.
Really?
Yeah, it was just one of the best comedies ever written.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hoosiers. The Godfather.
Yeah. Hoosiers is I gotta see that again.
Such a good, beyond a good movie.
Yeah.
Such good, so many good sub stories too.
Yeah.
Alcoholism.
Yeah.
Violence, race, class issues.
Yes.
When they touch all those things.
Yep.
You got me sunk.
Yep.
And what was another seminal movie? Big. Tom Hanks is Big.
Great movie.
Probably the best movie that Penny Marshall ever made.
I agree with that.
What movie moved you? What movies changed your life?
I mean, you know, when I saw Taxi Driver and Raging Bull, I didn't even know what to do with myself. Deer Hunter, that Russian roulette scene. There's certain, and then the Pulp Fiction, man. When I saw Pulp Fiction, when I saw
that
True
changed
Romance,
everything.
True Romance with Christopher Walken. There were certain like actors that kind of like was like, what the fuck? Like Walken and King of New York.
Did that make you want to be an actor?
Yes.
Do you think you'll ever make it as an actor? Do you think there'll be a day when you go, man, I made it as an actor?
Dude, I'm on TV. Do you
Where?
Know that? A hit show called
when?
Schooled.
When?
Tonight. It was tonight at 8:30.
Oh, wait. The the girl, the young girl from Nickelodeon?
Maybe.
She's so good.
I know she is.
Everybody on that cast is so good. I saw the preview for that show, Schooled, and it looked so good.
AJ Machalka. And she can sing.
Ally Machalka.
AJ Machalka.
Machalka.
And Tim Meadows.
Could you imagine if they took you out of that? It would be just as good.
No, this is not
That's
true.
One of those things where like Tim Meadows is so strong, she's so strong. If they took you out of
no,
it,
no, that's not true.
It wouldn't even
that's
matter.
That's not true, Andrew.
If they kicked you off the show,
if you don't fucking watch your tone, I'm not gonna get you a guest star on it.
You think I can't get a fucking guest star on
it?
Really,
dude?
I'll make a phone call now and get
one. You
can't
get a guest star on it.
Yeah, no, you're right because they go, he's a lead. He's not like a Callan. He's like a lead.
Come on, dude. You're such a mean
you
guy,
fucking
dude.
Mean guy. Dude.
You're a mean guy.
Yeah.
You read books? Answer, no.
Can't read.
You can't read.
No, I never learned how. Is that mean?
You don't read, huh?
Look, I don't know what that says.
You don't read. What do you read? You read books?
I just read a book.
What'd you read?
Glass.
What?
I just read Glass.
Who wrote that fucking book?
Window. Bob
You're
Window.
A liar.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's how I've lived my life. Okay, Bri? I don't need to tell you my ins and outs.
All right, well, you don't read.
I don't read.
You're
you know what
die
I do?
Soon.
No.
I don't know. It's what I hear.
From who?
I saw your medical records. You
when
sick
you squint,
fuck.
Hey, when you squint.
Yeah.
I can see your soul. Do it again. Look at that. I can see all the medication you're on.
I want to analyze you.
Break me down.
Yeah.
I'm here to build you up.
Let's talk about your parents, the garden gnomes.
You say that one more time, I'm going to break this over
hey,
your fucking
dude,
head.
I'm just fucking ripping.
Yeah, you better be.
All I'm doing.
You fucking better be, Bri.
Shoot the messenger, bro.
I'm going to shoot the messenger. That's the name of this episode, is going to be called Shoot the Messenger.
Shoot the
shoot
messenger.
Shoot him, kill him, fuck him up, and then show everyone
shoot
in town what you
messengers.
Did. Bri, so this weekend, this is going to come out in a couple yeah. of days. This weekend, you're in San Diego.
Yeah.
So go see Brian Callen if there are any tickets left that aren't scalped.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
Because you are hilarious.
The American Comedy Company.
You know I love you and I respect you, and I'm so happy that you came.
Thanks, buddy. I'm happy to have been.
You're like one of my favorite actors turned comedian turned actor turned kind of like business retiree. That's you're
I'm
my favorite
athlete, dude.
Unhyphenate hyphenate.
I'm an athlete. Why don't we play some fucking sports?
You're affable, but you're not an athlete. I'll beat you in anything you fucking want.
What?
Anything you fucking want. How about this? Everybody below, comment what sport you'd like to see Bri and I play, and we will go one-on-one in whatever you want, and God damn, is that going to be fuck? I just thought about how fun that's going to be in my head.
Yeah?
Yeah, beating you at every fucking sport.
Really?
Golf, tennis, football, baseball, basketball, frisbee.
Tennis
fighting,
and golf?
Fucking...
Fighting,
curating,
tennis, fucking, and
green thumbing,
dude.
I'll grow a better garden than
no,
you.
No, you won't.
Fucking, hey,
I
will,
grow
dude.
A garden, dude.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, I grow my own food, which is why I'm so healthy.
You know truffles?
Yeah,
I can grow truffles.
Oh, and they're so hard to grow.
Mm-hmm. Very hard.
That's amazing.
Can't do that.
And hard to find. You know how they find white truffles?
Pigs.
Yeah.
Pigs and dogs.
Yes.
You think I'm not cultured?
You do some reading.
Yeah, I do a little bit of reading.
Yeah, you do some reading.
Brian Callen is going to be
most populous country in Africa.
Most populous country.
Yeah. Most populated country in Africa.
Most populous country in Africa. Yeah. That's how we would say it. Educated yeah. people.
Sorry.
It's Egypt.
Close. Not bad.
It's Egypt.
It's not.
It's Egypt.
Just because you say it.
Hey, it's Egypt.
It's on the west side of Africa. That's a hint.
Nigeria.
Well.
Do you see how I got that? You see how smart I am?
I don't know if you got that.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
All right.
Most populous city in the United States. Ready?
Yeah.
On the count of three, say it. The most populous city in the United States. On the count of three, say it. One, two, three.
Los Angeles.
Dude, not even close.
No?
No.
The most populous city in
In the United States.
Oh, I thought you said in Los Angeles.
The most populous city in Los Angeles is Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
How could that, what is that?
I don't know. The most populous city in Los Angeles.
In the United States.
It might be New York City.
No, not even.
Boston.
No.
Atlanta.
Nope.
What is it?
I don't know.
Andrew.
Brian Callen is a beautiful man and a lover and a sweetheart. He'll be at the American Comedy Company tonight and tomorrow. Go fucking see him. Go to briancallen.com if you want to look at some of his nudes. Send him emails. Comment below what sports you want to see me beat the shit out of Brian in.
Yeah.
Talk negative stuff online to Brian. Tweet at him, no. At Brian Callen.
Yeah.
Go on the Fighter and the Kids YouTube page and just
no,
all
no,
over.
Don't
just
do that. No, don't do that, man.
All over it.
I'll have Whiskey Ginger canceled.
Okay, do it. I double dog dare you. Right. I triple dog dare you.
I could text right now.
Do it. Text the podcast guy.
You asked for it, sunshine.
I'm going to be in Boise at the end of the month. Go to andrewsantino.com and check that the fuck out. I'm so happy that Brian came. I really do appreciate it, dude.
Anytime, brother.
For hey, you, for you, look at me. Okay. Look at me.
I can't come up to your room, man.
You're coming up to my fucking room. Hey.
But I'm busy.
Bri?
Yeah.
You're coming up to my room.
I have so much to do. All right.
Perfect.
Thanks, guys.
You're that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers are hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.